Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 172. Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'll start by saying quickly, thank you. Thank you for all the support and great feedback on last episode, episode 171. That was the guided meditation music experience that I created with DJ producer Alex Cruz. And it's pretty unique. It's a cool mix of words and music. And I'm just really grateful that so many of you listened, enjoyed it, and have been sharing it. So super cool to me. And I just want to say thank you for that. So definitely check that out, particularly if you've never really been into meditation because you, I don't know, either found it boring or if you found it difficult to focus and make it work. Like that's me to a T. I'm very easily distracted. But I found that when you combine meditation with the right music, it's really natural to find yourself in this state of flow, and it works, and meditation is really effective. So go ahead, check that out if you want to see what I'm talking about. Episode 171, it's the last episode. And then one last thing before I hop into it, be sure to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. The journal is out. I would love for you to pick one up. Again, it's a journal that I created to address all the issues I see with most journals today. Namely, they don't help you become more self-aware, which I think should be your number one focus in life. You know, instead they focus on goal setting and productivity and lists and checklists and things like that. So I created this journal to be really, really simple and only do one thing, and that's make you more self-aware. So check it out, newmindsetwhodis.com. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let me know if you have any questions. As always, you could always DM me on Instagram at case.kenny, or you can text me. Number's in the description. It's 312-584-4002. But for today, with this episode, I've got something I'm really passionate that I want to talk about. And it comes from my experience being a side hustler. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you know that I still work a 9-to-5 here in Chicago. I manage a sales team in the advertising technology space. And so with this job and this experience, I have this like really interesting balance in my life. I certainly consider myself a creator 100%, like with my writing and my podcast. I'm just so incredibly passionate about it. About everything I do. And I also consider myself an entrepreneur with my businesses, the journal, the other incomes I have. But I'm also a 9-to-5er. You know, I work for the man. I'm down on the docks working all day. And so with my 9-to-5 comes a perspective. And it's that perspective that I want to talk about today to help remind you of something that I think is so essential to living a fulfilling, happy life. And that is the fact that you are not your job. 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 You know, who you are as a person, as a human being, has nothing to do with your job or, quote, what you do or your title or how much corporate experience you have or your resume or whatever. And I've talked about this before in the past because I'm so passionate about it, but I have some renewed perspective here that I want to share in this episode. And I think it'll be really helpful for you to realize, again, that you are not your job. And what's more, within that context, you are unique. You're very unique. There's literally no one like you. There's no copy of you. How could there be? There's no copy of you. And because of that, I've reached the conclusion in the most Case Kenny way possible here that you are, as a human, you are the GOAT. The GOAT. The greatest of all time. The GOAT. And that's why I went with the title here. You are the GOAT. So I'm going to talk about this quickly in this episode, and I think you'll come out after listening to realize that you are so much more than what you do between the hours of 9 and 5. You're so much more than your salary, than what your boss says in your annual review, than the accolades on your resume, than your LinkedIn profile, whatever. You're so much more than that. And you are. Yeah, I think you're the GOAT. I mean that. You are. So to start real quick, as with most episodes, I was inspired by things in my own life here. I think if I wasn't, the show would be a lot of fairy dust and imagining things. So I always try to talk about the things, people, experiences that inspire the episodes. So to my point, again, I'm still working this 9 to 5 here in Chicago, just grinding my face off, just circling the wagons, asking if things will scale, you know, business things, breaking down silos, honing in on low hanging fruit, you know, just business talk. But the other day, I was heading to a client's office here in Chicago, and I was walking down Wacker Drive. So really busy street here. And I just happened to notice in that moment, so many people who had, on their belts, like their office security badge, their name badge, like with their photo and their title and where they worked, like displayed on their belt. Like these people were walking outside. They weren't in an office. And then also that same night I had a dinner, and I also noticed a bunch of people who even at dinner, you know, a couple hours after work, still had their employee security name badges on, like prominently displayed. Like it was part of their outfit for the day. And in my head, I was like, man, I'm sorry, but I just don't get it. Like, sure, I get the practical use of a name card. It gets you up to the floor past security. But like beyond that, no offense, like, why are you wearing it? I just don't get it. When I see someone wearing that badge, to me, like, that's their name tag. Like, that's saying who they are. And so I see all these people walking around saying, I am so-and-so account executive. I am so-and-so client services analyst, whatever. And, you know, of course, I respect your fashion choice. I respect whatever practicality you've concluded comes from wearing the badge. But like, that is not who you are. And that was the conversation in my head. It just reminded me of this. And I was thinking about that. And it just reminded me again of something I've become so acutely aware of. And that's that you are not your job. That is not who you are. And as silly and non-important as it sounds, like in my life, that's why like I never wear my employee security name badge. Like I shove the little guy in my pocket. It's why if like I'm at a conference or a networking event and they have you like write your own name card, I just write Case Kenny. Whereas everyone else would like write their name and then like account executive and then like their company. I just write Case Kenny. And I certainly don't do this because I'm trying to be cool or annoying or like difficult, genuinely. I do it to remind myself in my own weird little way that, you know, being a senior sales director at an ad tech company is not who I am. You know, I'm Case Kenny and I'm the GOAT, you know, and you are too. You listening to this right now, you are the GOAT. You're the greatest of all time. And that has little to do with your job title, what you do at work, the paycheck you collect, the things you accomplish. You know, those things, those experiences, those are great. And they only serve to highlight who you really are. But they're not who you are. Not at all. And I really believe this. And I think we could benefit from truly affirming this in our lives. Because it's so easy to assign our self-worth to our jobs. It's so easy to attach our identity and our self-esteem to our position, to our title, or lack thereof. And, you know, it's so easy to attach validation to how much we make, how much respect we have in the workplace. I mean, personally, like, it's impossible to ignore what's in the press and media these days about people making millions, starting an app, starting their own companies. You know, it's impossible to ignore all the Forbes 30 under 30, people killing it at their jobs, getting promoted. You know, it's impossible to ignore people celebrating, landing their dream jobs and moving cities and getting promoted and all these things. And then, right, then it's like, then there's you and you're just out there grinding it out. You're working that job. Maybe you're not sure if it's the job for you, but, you know, it's a job. You're getting paid. Or maybe you're working a job that's, yeah, it's pretty rewarding and you're digging it and it's not bad, but you're slowly finding yourself attaching your identity to that job. you know, when someone asks you, hey, you know, who are you or what do you do? Is your first instinct to say, oh, you know, I'm Case and I'm a senior sales director at such and such company. Is it? Is that your natural tendency now? If so, you know, that's, it's not, don't beat yourself up. But I think we need to take a step back and in your head, instead of saying your job title, in your head, say, you know, I'm Case. I'm just Case. Or I'm the GOAT. I'm the greatest of all time. And not like in a bragging way, but you say that because you are unique. There's no one on this earth who is you. And most importantly, you get to decide who you are. You get to decide because you know your heart best. And when you know that and you put your finger on it, that is what makes you you. And no one is like you again. But I think we struggle from saying that because we do this thing where we think about who we should be instead of who we are already. And it's because of that, that we revert to just being like, well, you know, having a job is good. It's an indication that I've got my shit together, that some people appreciate me. So what we do is that we then attach our identity there with the expectation that, you know, eventually we'll become the human we want to be. And then we'll really highlight that. But like, I think that's so twisted. I really do. Because I used to really tie my sense of self-worth to work. Like, yeah, we know, what's up, Case? What's up, it's Case, NBD, but you know, I run a sales team. You know, it's just tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Yeah, you know, I'm the sheriff around here. And like, I would lean on that job and that job title, like whenever I doubted myself. Oh, you know, I'm feeling self-conscious today. I'm not really confident today. I'm feeling a little lost, confused, or whatever. You know, it's okay. I'm a senior sales director. But like, that's so fake. That's not who you are. And I came to realize that leaning on that as who I was, it did nothing for me. It was like building a house on sand, because that job title is only on paper. It's not who I am. It's not who I am in my heart. That's not what's in my heart. And it's what's in my heart that makes me unique and worthwhile and valuable. It's what's in my heart that makes me the GOAT. And that's what makes you the GOAT. You're the greatest you of all time because of who you are today, not who you should be, but who you are, like right now in this moment. I really believe this. And I know some people are like, oh, Case, buddy, that sounds so nice. That's cute. It's so nice to believe that about yourself. Now, and I'll go sit down. But I'm trying to convey that genuinely believing this is an amazing feeling. It frees you from tying your self-worth to, frankly, some bullshit. From a job that frankly might just, it could replace you in a heartbeat, from, you know, the whim of the economy, from shitty internal politics and clients and just business. You know, yes, you have a job. That is fantastic. We need them, you know, but are you really going to say that's who you are? You're an account executive. You're an analyst. You're a barista. No, you know, come on, my friend, that's not who you are. You are you. And certainly you don't have to go around shouting that, you know, I'm the GOAT, but you should affirm this in your heart the best you can, because again, you get to decide who you are. You get to make that decision because you're the only person who knows what's in your heart. And I don't know about you, but like, that is so liberating to me. Like, it's so liberating for me to know that I can work a job or I can meet someone randomly and they can make an assumption about who I really am. They can brand me a certain way from a brief interaction with me or from my time in the office or whatever. But like, the buck stops there. I truly get to decide who I am, and I am not my job. I am not who I think I should be or who I aspire to be. I'm just me right now. And in my mind, I'm the GOAT because there's no one like me, and I embrace this. And I think it goes a long way for you to embrace it as well. You know, you're the GOAT because you are not your job. You're the GOAT because of the way you are. And you should see more worth in that outside of your job. You should applaud the human you are. Stripped down from your job, your 9-to-5, your title, your resume. You should applaud who you are, you know, because you have that quirky innate tendency to laugh at yourself. You should applaud, you know, because you laugh really loud or snort obnoxiously. You know, you smile at strangers, you hold the door open at Chipotle, you forgive people who have hurt you, you're kind to people who are down on their luck or having a bad day, you're emotional, you tear up when watching a sad movie, you get excited over small, silly things, you have your hobbies and you lose track of time when you're doing them, you just love it so much. You know, you call your friend or brother or sister or mother or father just to check in and say hello. You enjoy sitting home on a weekend and reading. Those are the things that make you the goat. And none of those things are related to your job. And those are, of course, are silly small examples, but they reflect who you are, who you really are as a person, as a human. There's no accolades there. There's no trophies. There's no milestones. Those are the things I truly believe that make you you, that make you the greatest of all time. And in the end, those are the things that matter because they're personal and they're 100% unique to you. No one can take those things from you. No one else has that same exact combination of habits or quirks or tendencies. And to me, that is how I make so much sense and I really validate that you are not your job. Your job can help showcase those things. Your job can be a great creative outlet, a chance to prove what you're capable of achieving. And that's great. Go out and hustle your face off. Go out and secure the bag, whatever they say. But at the end of the day, affirm what truly makes you the goat. And that's who you are as a human, stripped down. The things you do outside of work, the relationships you build and maintain, the people you smile at on the street, the way you bring the things in your heart to life, your energy, your own unique, one-of-a-kind energy. Because again, you are you. And I don't think any of us should ever take that for granted. You're weird and quirky. Maybe you think you're not particularly interesting. Maybe you think you're not that amazing or talented at anything in particular. But regardless, take that out of the equation. Again, let's take that out. It's the little things that give you worth, that make you you, not your job. And I think it's important to recognize that, or at least consider it. You don't have to accept what I'm saying verbatim here. Just consider this, because it really does allow you to live your life your way. And as long as you're alive, those things that I just mentioned, those examples, those things can't be taken from you. Like, this topic is, I don't know, it just feels really personal to me because I have this massive amount of, call it empathy in life for, weird people, for people who just embrace themselves, who work hard, who are kind and who hustle. But at the end of the day, they know that their worth comes from their heart, from their passions, their quirks, their jokes, their relationships, not their 9-to-5. Like, this is going to sound weird, but I spend a lot of time watching YouTube. It just offers such great perspective. I learned so much there, but I'll watch a video of like a cosplay convention, cosplay where like people go and dress up as their favorite like superheroes or anime characters or video game characters or whatever. And I'll watch that. And I'll be like, yep. Yeah. You're definitely a nerd. There's no denying that. But like, I have so much respect for you and empathy for you. Like, you're owning who you are. Like, it's amazing. Like, you go, like, you're living it. Like, for some reason, that just speaks to me because people like that, they just get it. They get that they're the goat. They may not say that. And again, it's not a bragging thing. They just know that, they're unique and they might still be incredibly insecure about themselves in certain ways. They might be shy, but they just know that they have one life to live. And why not let what's in their heart define them? And they know that that's incredibly freeing. They know that it's incredibly freeing to separate your sense of self and self-worth from your job. And again, you could definitely find so much fulfillment at work. You can forge lifelong relationships at your job for sure. Absolutely, I have. But you always have to come home to yourself. And I think it's the greatest opportunity we have in life to come home to what's in our hearts and let that define us instead of the name of the company that's on our paychecks or the title that's on our security badge. So that's all I want to say. I feel like I'm getting overly passionate about this here, but this was just on my heart this week. And I hope this was helpful for you, or at least just made you think for a second, who am I? Who would I say I am? Think about that and take a look inside. embrace all those things that you are as a human, as a man, as a woman, as a friend, the little things you do, the small things, the weird things, the quirky things, the passionate things, the things that make you smile, the things that make your friends smile when you're around. Let those things define you and not your job. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. If you enjoyed this episode, found it interesting or valuable, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend, share and remind them to subscribe wherever they're listening. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.